It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I engaged in an adult consensual affair with another man.
Sorry about that, Chief.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome. You like that, I'm glad. 877-365-3636. That is the number to call. I think if you're not in line by now, you're screwed. But remind you anyway to be one of the first 250 people at the 7-Eleven. That's at 259 Durwood Circle in Rockville. And right across from Commerce Bank, you get your free gas. The Buzz Babes are out there. Cakes is there. And free gas from True TV's Black Gold and WJFK, an overwhelming success, as we knew it would be.
Oh, yeah. People love gas.
I hope we're not getting any more fist fights that are out there in line with people to jump in, or any more old people going by and going, too many, and continuing their drive. Also want to thank Chipotle Mexican Grill for bringing the food by. That was very nice for them.
Indeed.
Fresh, made-to-order gourmet burritos and tacos. Find yours at Chipotle.com. We were all talking out in the hallway that was pretty interesting stuff.
Sure, but, was riveting.
You know, the frustration is you know, nothing's...
You can't get enough information.
You know, what's the... You know, I want it to be like The Wizard of Oz. I want an ending to the movie. Mm-hmm. I want the solution to be there. And there isn't any yet, so...
Not yet.
Just be aware. I think you know, that's good advice for anybody. You're going to go to your doctor... Yeah, your doctor, who knows what he's doing?
Be pushy.
Be pushy. You've got to be assertive. Mm-hmm. And
hopefully his efforts will lead us to an answer or a conclusion, one way or another.
He said it has to come from us up because it isn't going to come the other way from the medical community and from
the
insurance companies.
With that.
Right? You know, that's the thing. You think doctors, and I know my mom and dad, they grew up with doctors that are sitting there going, you know, the doctor is God. That's kind of the way it was.
And
they are all powerful, all knowing. You don't question. And the fact is, they're not. And when you've got these powerful guys that sit on medical boards and write the policy, and sometimes there's a conflict of interest there, it's very, very frustrating.
Indeed.
So what are you going to do about that? I don't care. I've got a sprained toe.
Can't practice medicine when you're scared.
I know. You can't do that, Rob. I'm very frustrated.
So Sunday, when you finally sobered up, you took a nasty fall, and you've sprained your toe somehow.
I got this little sun porch at my house.
Right.
And it's one of my favorite places to go on.
Those are great.
It's back, off to the side of the house, and it's you can
Is it
sort
near
of
the
hide.
Butler's cabin?
It's near Butler Cabin.
Where your butler
the
lives.
The butler's, it's not in, no, it's in the East Wing, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on. The butler lives over the car, not the garage, I like to call it the warehouse.
because as we discussed yesterday, you buy a car every month.
Well, every month and keep them all.
Never throw them away.
Well, they'll be valuable someday.
Someday.
So the one thing I don't have out there is any electricity. So out on this little sun porch, it's pitch black. And I'm going out to talk to Carla, and I don't know where she is. And she says, I'm out here. And I hear her. And I miss the step going down.
Oh.
And my body goes into a spasmodic turn.
Missed it by that much.
Yes, I swear to God. And I'm, I wrench the back, which is so good for me.
Nice.
But the thing that's killing me, it's like right now, throbbing
the
is my toe. I got throbbing toe syndrome.
Which toe? Mm. Big toe?
It's my big right toe.
Your great toe.
And when I press on it, it hurts. And when I stretch it hurts. And when I wiggle it, it hurts too.
Don't do those things.
And I know you spend most of the show wiggling your toes.
I wiggle toes, especially when we have a good guest on the show.
When we
have Steve Carell on the show, I'll be toes a-wiggling, just going out of my mind. But I don't know what to do about it. I don't know whether I'm going to this is the type of thing, I swear to God, this is how I feel about this toe. That I will think it's nothing because it's a toe sprain, and then I will have this forever. This is not toe fungus. This is a toe sprain.
And someday it will be diagnosed as Lyme disease.
Well, I'm sure it's fine, Mr. Gleason.
Well, all it means is I'm going to continue drinking through the summer.
That'll be good.
The only safe thing for you to do.
If I had been bombed, I wouldn't have fallen.
Or you wouldn't have hurt yourself.
I fall when I'm sober. I swear to God, I hurt myself when I'm sober.
The reason that you wouldn't have fallen is you wouldn't have cared where Carla was.
But I wouldn't have fallen anyway. You and I have perfect balance when we're drinking.
But
the problem we had, there was that one time. You took a hell of a tumble.
Yes.
Was it New York that you took the fall?
Yes, it was.
Haven't you fallen in Washington, too?
I don't think so. Well, I've always said it's going to be a really good drunk if you wake up and you don't have a bruise. You should have a bruise after a good night of drinking.
How many times would you estimate you have fallen due to alcohol?
Oh, I'd say dozens.
Wow.
You know what's really tough? And we used to deal with this a lot in New York, is when you're really gone and you're trying to climb in and out of a limousine, there's no good way to do it. Someone's going to fall.
The frustrating part is when you have that side tilt and the side tilt that you just can't pull out
yes,
of.
Yes, yes.
It's like a plane that loses loses a wing.
And there's a point at which you know there's no recovering and you're going down.
Yeah, and it seems to take a long time.
It does. Well, in that circumstance, yes.
In reality, it takes a split second.
I'm going back like to college now where I think of some of my falls. Mm. Some of my best falls really did involve bushes. Coming out of a house, like a fraternity house
sure.
or something like that. And
you
I
don't
would just
remember
go,
the bush.
I'd start going right, and I'd keep going right, and then it would be like that. One of the worst bruises I remember was, Hall of Fame hockey player Rod Langway?
Of course.
Sure. The Norris Trophy winner.
Yeah, right.
He came by when I was doing the morning show, and he had a boat. And I saw him in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and this is in Annapolis, Maryland, and I see him. He's like, hey, let's go. And all I know is it just went on and on and on. And I think I ended up coming in maybe about 4 hours before the radio show was going to begin.
Oh, no.
And that next day, I got up and I was going to jump in the shower. And I looked to the right in the mirror and my entire right side from my ass down almost to mid-shin was just purple.
But how's your back? You said you re-injured your back.
Back's okay.
It's better
good.
Now?
It's the toe that hurts all me right now. Right.
Buzz witnessed my best New York City fall because it was in the rain.
Rain slick
ooh,
marble.
I hear laughter in the rain.
There was no laughter, mm-hmm. and my feet just went straight out from under me, and I went full weight right on my ass.
I was frightened.
Nothing funnier than seeing a drunk fall, though. I like that. I really enjoy it.
I think Buzz realized I was alive, and then he laughed.
Let's go to Jeff in Virginia. Jeff, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Mike. How's your big toe?
My big toe is throbbing right now. It's not throbbing. It's just, it hurts when I walk.
You know, I'm kind of surprised Rob didn't pick up on this. I just got to ask you, you didn't nickname it Sergeant Hulka, did you?
Sergeant who?
Sergeant Hulka.
Sergeant Hulka.
From Stripes. Remember, every foot needs a big toe.
Oh, that's
Sergeant
right.
And Sergeant Hulka is our big toe.
Wow. Yeah. Everybody get out of here. There's a lobster loose. Oh, my God. Speaking of Bill Murray, that makes me think of Hollywood. That makes me think
of
Buzz.
Yeah.
Because it's time for our Hollywood Hot Sheet. Indeed. Find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood.
Hi. Is Ed McMahon's wife spending him into the poorhouse? That's my question to you.
I bet she is. Isn't this horrible? I want to think she is.
Poor 85-year-old Ed McMahon battling to keep his house out of foreclosure. His wife, Pamela, meanwhile, is busy shopping. Sources say Pamela seems to have no concept of her and Ed's brokenness, and she continues to spend them into oblivion.
Okay, now everybody's going to make fun of me. What do you think the age difference is here? Because I saw him on Larry King. It looks significant.
I would say 30 years. 30,
you think it's 30 years?
At least.
Yeah, you might be right
about
that. At least
30
years. I felt insulted. I felt saddened. I felt let down when I saw Ed McMahon today on the Today Show.
I didn't see that, Rob.
And Ed needed a haircut.
Oh.
And that's not something you ever want to see.
And did Roker do the interview?
You want to hear a piece of it?
Yeah, please do.
People always assume folks in the public eye, celebrities, their lives are a lot different than the average person. What happened here?
Well, poor planning is, you can underline that about 10 times, okay? Because, you try to surround yourself with people that are going to help you. I just did my work. Other people took care of things.
Now,
like
I want you to
wife.
Know.
That's the anthem of people really going bust in Hollywood, though, is other people taking care of it.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to be a Hollywood person to make that, assessment
right.
there.
Right.
I know he sounds sleepy. That's not a live interview. That's a taped interview. So, obviously, he didn't have to rise early for it.
Thank you very much. He's got kind of that thing going where he's an old man.
He's 85.
And he's got the neck brace on, but he's wearing it with an open collared shirt, almost like a plastic ascot.
Let me just tell you that thanks to wife Pamela, Ed's American Express bill is now $750,000.
Oh, my God.
So I never signed a check for, 50 years. I hate to blame anybody. I'm a stand-up guy. And,
barely.
I should have been on the ball more than I was. It's my fault. I honestly didn't see it coming.
Oh, Ed.
And poor Ed.
Oh, Ed. But, hey, hold on. Oh, Mike, hold on a second.
Oh,
Dave! Dave, from where are you calling from? Portland, Maine.
I'm calling from Portland, Maine.
I don't have gout. I don't have gout.
You don't?
It's a rich man's disease.
I don't have gout. I fell. I twisted my toe. I heard it at the moment. I don't have gout.
An excessively
that's
rich diet.
That's how it happens. That's how it happens, Mike.
Starts with an injury.
What?
Gout.
It's gout. You're heavy. You drink.
What do you mean gout starts with an injury? You just said it doesn't start with an injury.
Okay.
What? Gout starts with an injury? No. You get gout and all of a sudden you feel it.
Didn't you see the documentary about gout?
No, I
I'm just trying to help, guys.
Under our toe. It's called under our toe. Oh, screw you up in Maine. I hope you get a tick biting you. All right, thank you for calling. We appreciate it, Dave.
Anyway, Ed McMahon's friends are fighting among each other over what to do about Pamela and how to discuss this with Ed.
Now, is this a $750,000 American Express bill that she... American Express, you have to pay every month.
Yeah, it's come due a month, right?
So that's a month of spending.
Apparently so.
Or it's a $750,000 bill that, you know, she has amassed by either not paying the bill every month and just accumulating more and more. We don't know.
Mrs. McMahon.
All we have here are tabloid sources who say that their Amex bill is $750,000.
But, you know, 30-year. Yes. Oh, are you going to play that again?
Well, I wish I'd paid more attention. Let's say that. Mm-hmm. Here's my problem. I say yes far too often than I should say no.
To Pamela.
You know what? He is Hank, isn't he? Isn't that really? Isn't seriously that the character?
Oh,
that,
my
that,
God. Hank, yeah.
I mean, Larry Sanders, I mean, that was the word around Hollywood that that Gary Shandling based the character of Hank Kingsley on Ed McMahon.
He'd do extent. Anything,
and
yeah.
There were a lot of similarities. And you listen to this, and it's kind of like... You know, Ed kind of missing the dinner bell there.
Not unlike Hank, Ed even agreed to be on the Larry Sanders show because, you know.
He didn't know. Didn't right. get it.
It's a show. I'd say yes more than I'd say no.
Would you like another sausage, Mr. McMahon?
Yes, sirree. Where's my burrito bowl?
A comedy quiz for you, Mike.
All right.
Who was the first host ever of Saturday Night Live? I'll bet you know this. The first host ever of Saturday
First celebrity
Night
host.
Live. Right.
Hold on a second. Let me think.
Tick, tick.
You know, do you know?
Don't yeah. say tick anymore.
Hold
I'm
on.
I'm sorry about
tick,
that.
Tick, tick, tick. All right, anyway, give me 30 seconds.
All right. All right. Talk.
And it was not Buck Henry.
No, it was not.
It was not. Was it Steve Martin?
No, it wasn't.
Was it a movie star?
No.
Was it a TV star?
Not precisely. He's been on television. He's been in movies, but he isn't considered either of those things.
Oh. Well, I'm totally... I think it's the tick that bit.
It's our father of modern comedy, I would say. George Carlin.
George Carlin!
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And he's been around for a while. He was with Doris Day and with Six You Get Egg Roll.
Doris Day never did it for me. Did Doris Day ever do it for you?
No, no. There's something off about her.
Yeah,
Never really found her attractive.
She's doable.
You see, that's
really?
Rob. No, that's Rob's wheelhouse. That's right.
Wow.
That's why Rob will take Marianne and I will take Ginger.
No, you see, no.
Doris Day, not hoary enough for me.
I would take Ginger. Over Marianne? Absolutely.
You were, oh, no. Excuse me. This is revisionist history.
No, I've changed.
You were always a Marianne when we had the discussion on the other show.
I'm not allowed to change.
If Beth Ann said it's his weight loss.
That must be it. And also.
And I would take Beth Ann ahead of any of them.
There you go. Amen.
Even the late Sid Charisse.
Wouldn't we all?
A fine choice. Also, Carlin has appeared on The Tonight Show more than 130 times. And if that was your answer, George Carlin, you've maybe spent too much time listening to his nearly two dozen record albums, his 14 specials on HBO. You're a true fan. In the comic spotlight for more than 50 years, Carlin was tapped yesterday by the Kennedy Center to get this year's Mark Twain Prize.
Yeah, that's a guy. That's now, a there's one. A guy that deserves. Boy, I'd love to go to that show.
Oh, yeah. Lifetime Achievement
check
Award.
Check that. No, I wouldn't.
That's a pretty good show.
Have you been to one of those things?
No, but I watch it every year.
We can't. You know what? We can't even get CNN correspondents on this show. How the hell can we get, like, an A-list invitation? Wouldn't you guys like to be a little plugged in?
Sure.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I'd like to be one of the people that talked about George Carlin.
Rob goes up to the podium. I remember, you know, everybody's going to be saying in the crowd, who the hell is that?
Who is that?
When I was a boy, I used to have his albums playing in my bedroom.
I used to listen to his albums when I was boning Doris Day.
Once he heard he's received the award, Carlin issued a statement saying, thank you, Mr. Twain. Have your people call my people.
I would listen to the seven dirty words, and then I would furiously give myself pleasure.
Hey, we love the list, and I've got a good one for you today.
Okay.
It's the American Film Institute's list of the top 10 movies, each from different genres. So 10 different movie genres and the top film from each one in the opinion of the American Film Institute and its members.
Did you watch any of the special last night?
No, I did not. I was watching that documentary that made me itch.
I turned it on for a little while, and Carrie is usually pretty forgiving or, you know, understanding about television. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She just walked in the room and said, I hate these.
The list show.
The AFI show. I said, why? She says, I don't need movie stars telling me what's good. I said, no, it's not about the movie stars. Mm-hmm. It's about the clips and what the AFI selects.
That's cool.
Yeah, but she doesn't like it.
She doesn't dig it. I watched the documentary that I had on DVD, and then I watched what I thought would be a basketball game.
Yes.
You know how the old adage, you turn into the last tune into the last 10 minutes of a basketball game?
Mm-hmm.
Not the case last
night. No, it was like a 20-point win?
It was like a 40-point win.
Wow.
Sorry, Lakers.
In the animation category, the best film considered Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
All right, give me each category. I'll see if I get it right.
In fantasy, what do you think is the best fantasy film?
Seika. Anything with Seika.
That's a good choice, Mike.
I'd say Under Your Skin.
Fantasy. What is a fantasy movies?
Yeah. Like The Wizard of Oz.
Like Wizard of Oz or Lord of the Rings or something like that.
That would have been a fantasy film.
Exactly. A fantasy film. Okay. Old or new?
Well, it's The Wizard of Oz. I've given it away.
That was a clue.
That's fun. Okay, let's play the game some more.
He'll do better on round three.
He prepared it, and it's on his card, so he's got to tell us. He will not let us guess.
No, it's going to be good on round three. Watch.
All right, let's go. I'm ready now. Now, don't give it away this time.
Nice.
Okay.
Boys?
Best gangster film.
Goodfellas.
No.
I go Godfather, clearly.
There you go.
There's your choice.
And I think that's better than the Goodfellas.
Yeah, I think so.
Goodfellas is a good movie.
Yeah, but Godfather's an epic.
Yeah, it's an amazing film. Yeah.
In the science fiction category.
Star Wars.
A good guess, but not the winner.
You got a guess?
I have to excuse myself. I prepared the list.
He knows the answer.
Excuse as opposed to recuse, Judge.
That's right.
Let me see. Okay, science fiction.
I disagreed with this, by the way.
Star Wars. Is there any other science fiction besides Star Wars?
Yes, there is. And I sort of agree with their choice.
I'll give you a hint. It's one of your favorite directors, Mike.
That's a good hint.
Kubrick, 2001: A Space Odyssey.
There it is.
Thank you, Rob. Great hint.
I don't think that's
we could
a
play
great
one
movie.
Of them games. You know,
I don't think that's that great of a movie.
As far as Stanley Kubrick is concerned, it's not one of my favorite movies of his.
It's all right.
It's a very good movie.
And you ready to be surprised? Eyes Wide Shut is one of my favorite movies of his.
Yes,
I actually enjoyed that.
I like
it
too.
Dirty. That's why you like.
I like the breasts.
You like the dirty.
Yes. Well, this should be fairly easy in the Western category. At least you'll get the star. I'm sure the Western category.
This one I did agree.
When you said star, John Wayne, obviously. Mm-hmm. Paint Your Wagon.
No, that's not the one they chose.
Musical.
In fact, I
think you could guess all day and maybe not pull this one out of
Grit?
The air. No.
Rooster Cogburn.
No,
it's a John Ford movie, 1956.
I wouldn't even know what it is.
Yeah, it's The Searchers.
What an amazing film. If you've never seen it.
It's a tough pull.
How the hell do you know this? What happens to that brain? Sometimes
you need
that
to
brain,
watch this movie.
You need to dust that brain.
This is a movie that was not embraced by America when it came out.
You need to dust that brain. Real quick, let's go through the other ones.
Okay, sports.
Sports and The Natural.
No. Raging Bull.
Okay, good movie.
Good one.
Mystery. Best Mystery.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Oh, I'm out. Give it to me.
Vertigo by Hitchcock.
Yeah, good one.
100% agree.
All right,
romantic
good.
Comedy.
When Harry Met Sally.
No, you're going to have to go back a lot farther than that.
The Thin Man series.
Even farther. 1931's City Lights with Charlie Chaplin.
That's when they
put that in there to think that they're all special and fluffy.
Best Courtroom Drama.
The Verdict.
No.
Mike O'Mara's Story.
How I Got Divorced.
No. It's To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, well, absolutely.
One, yeah.
I agree with that.
And the best epic picture of all time.
Let me see. Deep Throat.
Agreed. Uh-huh. But AFI chose Lawrence of Arabia.
Okay, very good.
Hollywood Hot Sheets edited by Rob Spiewak. Coming up in your final buzz, when you haven't gotten your rebate check, some folks have gotten two.
Ew.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Rob, guess what? Do we have that music, that special Get Smart music again handy?
Yeah.
Get that ready, because we didn't really give people a fair shake yesterday because we were short on time. We were very pressed on time. Do you think you going to dive into that while we're still...
No, I thought I'd wait till we went to break, but I have my fork in my hand.
Buzz is enjoying his Chipotle meal.
Very excited.
Very exciting. Ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
Once again, your chance to win a Get Smart Mike O'Mara Show prize pack. Ooh. And then be in the running for one of two new iPhones, the new 3G iPhones available July 11th.
Cool.
We have those to give away.
Keep it
and,
in your shoe.
We'll be drawing the winners on Friday afternoon, but the way you get to qualify...
Wow.
Tell us about when you were a secret agent. That's right, we're doing it again. Why? Because they told me to.
Spy stories.
I want to hear your spy story right now.
Spy story.
Spy report. Spy report. Give us a call, 877-365-3636. Tell us all about... And today, really, I mean, concise.
The storytelling, please.
Yes, do better on the storytelling so we can have a clear winner today.
Go over it in your head first.
Tell us all about when you were a spy and call us at 877-365-3636. Your chance to win the Mike O'Mara Show prize pack from Get Smart. And then be in the running for the iPhones. Did I make that clear?
I think you did.
It's almost as good as free gas, isn't it?
Almost.
We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.